Hello, folks. You're listening to the Mad Dog, Matt Wilson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
New WGXC programmer Matthew O'Neill has a record release show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on September 3rd at 8 p.m. His new album is called Connection. On the bill of the record release show is Morgan O'Kane opening and Otto Hauser playing DJ during the show. Again, that's Saturday, September 3rd at 8 to 11 p.m. at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. And there'll also be a live WGXC.org web stream and a broadcast on 90.7 FM. So turn out or tune in for the Matthew O'Neill record release show, Saturday, September 3rd at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Praise the Lord and good morning, Brightsiders. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Brother Martin, how are you doing today?
All is well. Looking forward to another great show today.
Well, God will deliver. And I want to say hi to all you Brightsiders, all of you fans and family, all of you visiting and listening. We just want to welcome you to WGXC. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, where there is a bright spot. Yes, indeed. We bring you the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. And we've got it back to back coming your way. But before that, I do want to say shout out to all those who ran in the election we just had all around the nation here in New York. It was last Tuesday. And congrats to our new congressman, Congressman Ryan. Snaps and claps to him. And to all of those who ran and all those who won. Also acknowledging Joshua Riley, who has won the primary, and so he'll be facing the face-off in November, along with many others all over the nation. But listen, more about that after a while when we get closer to Election Day. Right now, we're going to come back with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have a lineup for you today. How Great Is Our God, Mr. Chris Tomlin, King of Glory. Ooh, Anointed Brother of God, Todd Delaney. We're blessed in the city. Yes, we are. Fred Hammond, Moving Forward with Hezekiah Walker. Silver and Gold, Mr. Kirk Franklin. More Than Anything, Lamar Campbell. And listen up, beloved. We're getting geared up for our March for Jesus in September. And so songs that we are playing today, and we'll be playing all through the month of September, leading up to September 24th, are going to be songs. We're going to be singing as we praise the Lord and process and pray through the streets of Hudson down to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. So make note, play it back so you can sing along with us when we get there on that glorious day. Right now, we got the music flowing. King of Glory, Todd Delaney.
Oh, going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over. I'm in you. Things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. What a moment you have brought me to, such a freedom, Lord. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your hands, you've given me, yeah, yeah, a second chance. Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing up with me, sing, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not going back, moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you. My past is over me. Things are made new, yeah. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. No, 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 no. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over me. Things are made new. Surrender my life.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're here where there is a bright side. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're going to keep the music coming. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
My shelter from the storm. how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
You know, I want to sing you a song that's real special to me. It was written about 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And I want to tell you just a little story behind it before I sing it. Have you ever had a year where just everything happens wrong at the same time? Anybody ever had a year like that? We had one of those years, 1992. And my wife and I call it our year of sorrows because it was just an accumulation of one sad thing after the next. It started out with the death of my father, who was just a wonderful man, a godly man. I was in the room with him when he died. My wife was facing some potentially serious health problems at the time. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was a burnout pastor. I was in the middle of real burnout. Our church has just been a wonderful church, and it was in the middle of some real division. And then the summer of that year, my wife had her third miscarriage. And I remember praying for that little child for months, that God would keep it in her womb and would let us have that child. And I remember when I got the call that my wife had been taken to the hospital, and I needed to come on up and meet her right away. I remember racing to that hospital and just praying my heart out, you know, God, I just really want that child. I remember walking in the door of that hospital room, and my wife turned to me and she said, "Do you know yet we lost him? He was a little boy." And she said, "The nurse wanted you to see him if you wanted to." And there, lying on a little pillow, was my 13-week-old unborn son, and he was about the size of my hand. And I remember holding that little baby in my hand and looking up at the ceiling and just crying out to God and basically saying, "God, I love you. I've loved you since I was a child, but I just don't understand you. I don't understand what good could come out of this at all." And you know, you start feeling like, well, you know, aren't I serving you, Lord? Aren't I doing my best for you? Why one more blow? And that blow sent my wife and I both into a real season of discouragement and depression. And things that I'd read about the long, dark night of the soul, where you know the Bible says God is there and yet you can't feel him anywhere. We went through that for a few months. And I was pastoring a church, like I said, and I took a sabbatical from pastoring for 6 months. And I just wanted to be alone with God, just wanted to get through this thing. And what I started doing was playing the piano again for hours at a time. I would go down and I would just play the piano. And that was real therapy for me. And one day I found myself playing a song, and I had never heard it before. And after a while I realized I had never heard it before because I was in the process of writing it at the time. And it took a while for me to catch on to that. But I remember finding myself singing in my deep discouragement, "The anchor holds, though the ship is battered." And that's just how I felt at that time. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm. And you know, after a while, I had this long song. It was like 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes long. And I really thought it was just something that helped me through a hard time. You know, it really did help me. And through a set of circumstances, I went up and saw Ray Bolts in concert up in Maine. I was living in Massachusetts at the time. And we began to just chat about the last year, and I told him it's been a rough year. But God has helped me through a song he gave me called The Anchor Holds. And a few months later, Ray gave me a call and said, would you care if I recorded it? And here's a world-famous singer now. He's not the kid stumbling down the steps at the coffee house now. He's this world-famous singer. And I don't have a job anymore. I've resigned from pastoring. And I'm thinking, how am I going to ever make a living? And Ray calls me. And I said, Ray, you can sing it, but it's a long, long song. You can do whatever you want to with it, but I know it's too long. And Ray took that song and broke it down into something that would work, and he created a bridge and collaborated on it and came up with the version that we hear today. And he recorded that song, and I just want to tell you that when he went to put it on the radio, he at first was met with less than enthusiastic reception. I guess the first time around, they didn't release it. And Ray, God bless him, went back and said, I really want you to reconsider this song. It seems to have an effect on people when I sing it. And they humored him and put it out, and you know, that's the rest of the story. That we're still singing it today. But I want you to know that that song is coming from down way down in my heart. It was not an attempt to rhyme something and create something that would sell. It was coming from my deep inner heartbreak and brokenness. And I want to sing it to you tonight. Maybe you're sitting here and you're going through a storm. There is life after the storm. There is an anchor, and it really does hold. And I want to sing it, as Frank Sinatra would say, my way.
As I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions. Dreams.
I even held them in my hand. But I never knew those dreams can slip right. Like they were only grains of sand. Now I have been young. I am older now. There has been beauty. These eyes have seen, it was in the night, through the storms of my life. Oh, that's where God proved his love. Ship is better. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I fail. Yes, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have fallen down on my knees. I have faced the raging sea. And the anchor holds, the anchor holds, the anchor holds, in spite of the storm.
Family, I wanted to share this testimony of Brother Lawrence Tuning recorded 11 years ago in front of a live audience because it affirms everything we bring to this broadcast Sunday after Sunday, that if we don't quit in the dip, God will bring us out of the pits of darkness and into his marvelous light where we can find peace that passes understanding and joy that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. I can hear someone saying, okay, preacher, but he's talking about a hard year. What about when you've had one hard, sad year, year after year, another after another? Do you know how hard it is these days? 3 years later, COVID-19 on the rise, and monkeypox too, and polio trying to come back. Prices are high and supplies are low, and violent gun crimes and political corruption add to feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. This music sounds good, and the social commentaries are inspiring. But where is God now? Where is God in all of this? Beloved, I hear you. My reply to you is God is where God has always been. God is here. God is here. when you look at Lawrence Tuning giving his testimony, you wouldn't be able to tell from looking at him that he went through what he's been through. That's because he went through holding on to his faith. There was no explanation on earth that could justify why so much sadness, loss, and grief came to him. Finding there were no answers, he gave up needing answers and explanations, but he didn't give up on God. The storms of life were raging, but like a ship on the ocean in the midst of the storm, his anchor held, and his faith in God held too. King David wrote in Psalms 18 and 2, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." And in 1 Corinthians 10 and 4, it tells us that that rock is Christ. For anyone who may not know the connection between the anchor and the rock, George Beverly Shea made it plain in the lyrics of a song. In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, don't be idle. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. He went on to say, in times like these, I have a savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Beloved, that's my message. That's my commentary on what's going on socially, nationally, and globally. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist. And that's my commentary for today. We got more music coming your way. And then I'll be back after that with my final comment and prayer.
Do me like Jesus.
Tonight, but I want to let you know that he's my friend. The reason I serve the Lord right now because he is. nobody do you like Jesus. Listen, remember, no matter how great a day or how dark the clouds may be, there's a bright side. The sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Happy Labor Day weekend. That's right. It's coming up right around the corner. I want you to be safe. It's Be Kind to Humankind week too. So do that. And remember never to forget, God loves you, and I love you too.